It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody locked in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 4 hours. This is when I get started, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. So whether you're tuned in on the free Odyssey app, you can be locked in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and or a smart speaker. Well, all you have to do is ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. My main man, Jack Stern, is holding it down tonight. He's coming to us live from New York City. And we got a busy show. We got a couple of NBA games going on. Well, nope. We got an NBA game that just concluded. The Memphis Grizzlies beat the Los Angeles Lakers. The final score, 103-93. And now this series is all tied up. Meanwhile, the Milwaukee Bucks, they are currently ahead of the Miami Heat, 79-53. And let me just make this note. There was no Ja Morant out there playing for the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. There was no Ja Morant. And I think the Memphis Grizzlies, as of right now, their record over the past few seasons without him is about 33-17. And the Los Angeles Lakers walked in, and they were just getting their heads bashed in just about the whole game. And then at the same time, I must remind you, the Milwaukee Bucks do not have Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's out with that back injury, and they're beating them up right now. 81-53. This is almost a 30-point game heading into halftime. In a few minutes, the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves, they are going to tip off. And so we got a lot to do tonight. It's Wednesday. Every single Wednesday night into Thursday morning, I bring you a new top six list. Tonight will be no different. I'm going to share with you a top six list of some of the dirtiest athletes in sports today. We got a lot of them. Are they biting? Are they kicking? Are they sliding? Are they knocking you out the air? Are they aiming for your head? Are they aiming for your knees? Are they stomping on your chest? And take a good guess as to, you know, maybe one of the guys who's on this list. But we'll get to that 2 hours from now. Also, some news. Tua Tagovailoa spoke to the media today. Let everybody know something that isn't all that surprising. Tua Tagovailoa considered retirement. Even outside of Tua Tagovailoa, we certainly know that there's another quarterback who was in the news today. You don't have to look any further than Trey Lance. What else is new? Trey Lance might get moved. What else is new? So we got a lot to do. In a few minutes, I want to talk a little bit more about the basketball games. I want to talk you through just the fact that we got a bunch of dudes injured here at the beginning of the playoffs. And it's already starting to have probably an effect on some of the games. If you want to talk to us, it's simple. The number here is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. You follow me on social media. It's very simple. You will have already known what we're going to talk about tonight because I tweeted it out. It's on Facebook. All that good stuff. Before I say or do anything else, it's very simple. Jack, how are you this evening? You doing okay?
Oh, I'm doing amazing. It's finally springtime in NYC. The sun is out. Everyone's tanning in Central Park. I went out and got a little bit of sunshine myself. I look nice and cute as always. And life is amazing, JR. I mean, I just feel so much more uplifted when I'm getting more vitamin D. You know what I mean?
Okay, good. I'm happy for you. Well, anyway, on the basketball side of things, I just told you, the Los Angeles Lakers lost in Memphis to the Grizzlies, 103-93. I tweeted out, and I think anybody could draw the conclusion before this game even took place, that with no Ja Morant, they were going to be cooked. Head coach Taylor Jenkins, he spoke before the game, and Taylor Jenkins let everybody know that Ja Morant and his status, it was up in the air. Take a listen to what he said.
MRI yesterday definitely showed a re-aggravation of his hand injury that he had in the Milwaukee game, you know, dealing with some pain, some soreness. Symptoms are slightly improving from the other night. He's going to be a game-time decision.
Yeah, game-time decision. He ain't play. He was standing on the sidelines in a hoodie. You know, I guess coaching, being a cheerleader, encouraging his dudes on, and encouraging them is exactly what he did. How about this? Most NBA fans, I would even say casual fans, have no idea who Xavier Tillman is. This man had 22 points tonight, 13 rebounds. He was 10 of 13 from the field. I just watched the Memphis Grizzlies in person here in Atlanta a few weeks ago. The fans in the arena, there's a section of the super fans here in the arena, they were chanting, "Who are you?" This man just went out there and helped beat the Los Angeles Lakers. Every starter on the Memphis Grizzlies was basically in double figures. Jaren Jackson was handed over his Defensive Player of the Year award right before things got started, had a little ceremony before the tip-off. He got his award. He had 18 points and 3 blocks. Dylan Brooks, the guy that everybody absolutely hates, he gives everybody a good reason, he had 12 points. Tyus Jones, starting, replacing Ja Morant, he had 10. Desmond Bane, typically a knockdown three-point shooter, he was one of 6 from the field. He only had 17 points. And then Luke Kennard is like, here's 13 off of the bench. At halftime, the Memphis Grizzlies led 59-44. They didn't waste no damn time here. They were whooping that ass all the way through. LeBron James, 28 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists. He was one of 8. The Los Angeles Lakers, and they took a lot of desperation threes at the end of the game, just trying to pull things close. They shot 7 of 26 from 3. LeBron was 1 of 8. D'Angelo Russell had another terrible game. He has been absolutely ghost here in this series. He had 5 points. He was 1 of 5 for 3. Austin Reeves, who helped save the day in game 1, he was 1 of 3. Malik Beasley, 1 of 3. Rui Hachimura came off the bench to have 20, but everybody else was MIA. Even Anthony Davis, who had 4 blocks in the first half. Only 13 points on 4 of 14 shooting. I guess the Los Angeles Lakers thought that this was just going to be a cakewalk. I didn't expect it to be a cakewalk, but I expected them to win. They have no business losing with Ja Morant out. Matter of fact, I want you to take a listen to the final call of that game. Take a listen to this right here.
David Roddy with the ball in his hands. The Lakers start heading for the locker room. Game 3 from Los Angeles on Saturday. There will be a game 5. Grizzlies 103, Lakers 93. Zeros on the clock. Streamers from the rafters. We're tied at a game apiece. Let's head west.
Yeah, let's head west. It's the Grizzlies radio network. Could you hear the enthusiasm in their voice? They're moving on. And the Los Angeles Lakers, what else is new? Just embarrassed. And speaking of embarrassed, at halftime right now, this moment, this second, the Milwaukee Bucks, they lead the Miami Heat 81-55. That is something worth being embarrassed about, because Giannis is not even on the court. Giannis Antetokounmpo dealing with his own back injury. It was only yesterday that Budenholzer, head coach Mike Budenholzer, he spoke to the media and he pretty much said, you know, we got 24 hours before we have to see if Giannis is going to play. He was holding out hope yesterday. This is Coach Budenholzer.
We have 24 plus hours before game time, so, you know, he'll get treatment. We'll see how he feels. You know, I think there's been a lot of progress, and hopefully there's more in the next day or so.
Congratulations, Giannis. He got a day off. Giannis Antetokounmpo got a game off. He got a night off. because his team doesn't need him. 81-55 at halftime. What type of crap is this? Jrue Holiday has 21 points. Brook Lopez has 19. Chris Middleton has 10. Pat Connaughton off the bench has 13. And I'm sorry, my apologies to all my friends in Miami. Jimmy Butler, 15. Duncan Robinson, they don't want him out there. We know Tyler Hero, he's dealing with a broken hand. There is no more Tyler Hero here in the playoffs. They're cooked. They're screwed. Bam Adebayo, 12. Gabe Vincent, 11. Kevin Love, 0 points. Kyle Lowry, 2 points. And it's a shame. Well, not a shame. Miami is the team with a 1-0 series lead right now. The Milwaukee Bucks are going to tie this up. And congratulations if the Miami Heat should be able to even dare pick up another victory. Kind of terrible right now. And so the NBA playoffs, just here at the onset, full of injuries. Someone who is playing, Nikola Jokic, who's been dealing with a right wrist injury. He's currently stepping onto the court right now as the Denver Nuggets get ready to take on the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're going to try to take a 2-0 series lead in their matchup. But the fact that we've had all these injuries already and it's only the first round, this is what the playoffs boils down to almost every single year. Who's healthy? You know, what team is going to get a little bit of just a lighter matchup because somebody's out? Giannis not playing tonight. The Bucks still dominating the Miami Heat. Tyler Hero, congratulations, on vacation early. He wouldn't have made a difference in this game. Nikola Jokic dealing with a right wrist injury in Denver and Minnesota. They just tipped off. And we all know about Domantas Sabonis getting stepped on in the chest. We don't know his status tomorrow as the Golden State Warriors return to San Francisco to take on the Kings, who we know have a 2-0 series lead. And so tomorrow we'll wait on Sabonis. But Jokic is in action. Giannis is not. Ja Morant did not play. And they still won. The NBA is full of surprises. What else is new? I'll tell you this much. The Bucks are still going to get the Heat the hell up on out of here. Denver is going to take care of Minnesota. You know, last night I made it very clear to you, let's not waste any more time. Can we get the Hawks out of here by Sunday? Sorry. And at the same time, we don't need to waste too much more of your time with the Brooklyn Nets and the Philadelphia 76ers. Playoff matches are pretty much set here as far as I'm concerned, and I'm just hoping we don't have any more injuries. But for one team so far tonight who had a chance and an opportunity to take a commanding lead, the Los Angeles Lakers did the most Lakers thing ever. They looked at the Grizzlies without Ja Morant, and they thought they were on easy street. And instead, they stunk. Couldn't hit a damn shot. Couldn't even get or hold the lead. And the Memphis Grizzlies walk all over them. The final score not indicative of how much they had a hold on them. 103-93. This first round series is all tied up at 1. They're going to get ready to head back to Los Angeles. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're just getting started. We're just getting warmed up. We're going to talk more NBA basketball. We're going to take a look at the future of Trey Lance. We're going to look at Tua Tagovailoa. The man said that he considered retirement, but he's back. Speaking of retirement due to injury, Tiger Woods recently revealed that Tiger Woods just had surgery. Max Scherzer didn't have surgery today, but Max Scherzer was given the boot. And it's not because he was ridiculously angry. And of course, I have a top 6 list for you tonight as we take a look at some of the dirtiest players and athletes in sports today. We got a lot to do, a lot to discuss, a lot to cover. If you want to talk to me, that's 855-212-4CBS. We're just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We might hear from a Grizzly or a Laker on the other side of the break. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I told you about the beatdown that the Milwaukee Bucks are currently giving the Miami Heat. That is taking place right now. What an ass whooping that is. Ridiculous. 81-55. The Bucks lead the Heat. 81-62. Just inside the third quarter. Just got started. About 90 seconds off of the clock. The Nuggets and Timberwolves underway. Nuggets leading 15-12. But right when we started the show, right at the beginning, the Grizzlies beat the Los Angeles Lakers 103-93. Their series is now tied at 1-1. There was no Ja Morant, but Xavier Tillman, this man, forward for the Memphis Grizzlies, he scored a career-high 22 points and had 13 rebounds. The Los Angeles Lakers had no business going out there losing this game. And if I am Anthony Davis, I'm smacking myself. Okay, he caught an elbow to the eye. Desmond Bane went up for, after a jump ball, they tipped the ball up. Or excuse me, after a loose ball to give possession away, they tipped the ball up. Anthony Davis caught an elbow to the eye. But how the hell you get outplayed by Xavier Tillman? How? I mean, this is the most Anthony Davis thing ever. Anthony Davis had 4 block shots in the first half. He finished with 5 total. Anthony Davis had 13 points, 4 of 14 from the field. He's 6'11". He only took 1 3-point shot. He actually made that. You can't stay down low and dominate? And I understand Anthony Davis isn't necessarily one of these players that, you know, he's looking for contact. He's crowed for years how he doesn't want to play center. He wants to play at power forward so he can roam around a little bit more. He doesn't want to be down low. But let me repeat that again. Anthony Davis, top 75 player in NBA history. Yes, they put him on that list. Got outplayed tonight by a dude named Xavier Tillman, who only had 2 points in game one. Never in my own damn life did I think I would sit here and share with you an Xavier Tillman shot. But that's exactly what I'm about to do. I want you to listen to this. Xavier Tillman helping to extend the Grizzlies' lead 91-80. Listen to this.
Tillman, do you think when you came to the arena today, you would be doing the post-game interview?
Hell, I mean, no. Definitely not.
Yeah, that was Xavier Tillman after the game being asked whether or not he thought he would be the one giving the post game. But I wanted to show Xavier a little bit of love based on his actual gameplay. Let's take a listen to Xavier Tillman in his jump shot giving them a 91-80 lead.
6 minutes left, 9-point Grizzly lead. Jones gets a handoff from Tillman, back to Tillman in the lane. Floater with a right hand, over Davis is good. 21 for Xavier Tillman, and that was a beautiful play by Tyus Jones setting the big man up.
22 points he finished tonight with. 13 rebounds, 10 of 13 from the field. The dude that nobody ever heard of. You probably heard of this dude. His name is Dylan Brooks. 12 points. He was a pain in the ass. He was over here chirping in LeBron's face. LeBron James looked like he wanted to punch him in the mouth. Dylan Brooks serves no purpose but to be an irritant and a pain in the behind. And even with his 12 points, he was doing a whole lot of chatting there. Especially when he knocked down his own 3-point shot to extend the lead 99-88. Take a listen.
90 seconds left. 10 on the shot clock. Jones with Russell right there. Jones to the right side. Brooks tees up a three. Ring it up. Put three on the board. A second chance triple for the Grizz. Pushes the lead to 11.
Yeah. A matter of fact, I want you to listen to the final call one more time as the Memphis Grizzlies tie up this series against the Los Angeles Lakers despite having no Ja Morant. Listen to this.
David Roddy with the ball in his hands. The Lakers start heading for the locker room. Game three from Los Angeles on Saturday. There will be a game five. Grizzlies 103, Lakers 93. Zeros on the clock. Streamers from the Raptors. We're tied at a game apiece. Let's head west.
Yeah, this could be just a bad game for the Los Angeles Lakers, but their inconsistencies pretty much speak for itself. And so now I want you to hear from Xavier Tillman. He was pretty much asked by Jared Greenberg after the game on TNT. When you walked into the stadium today, when you walked into the arena, did you believe you were going to be the dude out here giving the post-game interview? Xavier Tillman, he had a very simple and short response.
Tillman, do you think when you came to the arena today, you would be doing the post-game interview?
Hell, I mean, no. Definitely not.
Oh, definitely not. Go ahead, say it. Say hell no.
Today, I didn't come you to would work be doing the post-game interview?
Hell, I mean, no. Definitely not.
Yeah, hell no, he didn't think he was. Ain't nobody knew who the hell he was. And so now here he is on TNT, just talking to the world. And so I did believe, and I still believe, the Los Angeles Lakers will win this series. It's no Steven Adams. Let's keep that in mind. It's not just Ja Morant who's been out with a wrist. Think about Steven Adams. He's been gone, I feel like, almost the majority of the season, the second half of the year most definitely, dealing with his knee. You think about Brandon Clark, the forward that Draymond Green tried to pull out of the air last year, or did pull out of the air. He's not there. And so we might as well get used to these Los Angeles Lakers inconsistencies. Because the Lakers, they should, right? They should beat the Memphis Grizzlies. But if they're going to play up and down like this and just walk into the Crypto.com arena and think that it's their birthright to walk away with a W, man, they're going to get cooked. Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura, they can't save the Los Angeles Lakers if Anthony Davis is the dude getting up, walking onto the court, and being outplayed by Xavier Tillman. In game one, Anthony Davis, oh my God, my arm. He had a stinger in his arm, okay? He couldn't feel it. Of course, it'd have to be Anthony Davis with a stinger, right? Tonight, Anthony Davis, he gets hit in the eyeball. Oh boy, my eye, I'm bleeding. Of course, if somebody is going to draw blood on the basketball court, it's going to be Anthony Davis. And oh my God, oh my God, I only had 13 points on 4 and 14. If we're going to have a top 75 player getting outplayed by a no-name in the NBA, it would be Anthony Davis. And if the Lakers lose this series, they deserve it. D'Angelo Russell has been ghost. 5 points tonight. There are a lot of conversations around D'Angelo Russell and how, oh my God, the Lakers are happy with D'Angelo Russell. There's more production and less stress and equal shooting from what you would get from Kyrie Irving. Oh yeah, Kyrie Irving, if he is watching basketball and not sitting in his garage pontificating what's going on in the world or his life, Kyrie Irving is looking at this performance tonight from D'Angelo Russell. He's looking at his performance so far in this series, and he's saying, oh yeah, the Lakers wish they would have had me. Because if they did, or if they do get me, we wouldn't lose a game like this. The Lakers, they don't deserve to win crap. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jaren Jackson Jr. just finished speaking to the media. He just spoke a few minutes ago, and he actually detailed a couple of things. First of all, what the hell was the difference between game one and game two?
We had longer runs, doing the right stuff. You know, last game, they definitely had a bunch more runs than us where they were just, I don't know, more cohesive. A lot of dudes hit shots over there, you know. We got the ball to bounce our way a lot of ways tonight, so it was good.
Yeah, the Lakers, they didn't care. Was no effort from the Los Angeles Lakers. They heard Ja Morant wasn't playing, and they didn't give a damn. Jaren Jackson, I told you, this man picked up his Defensive Player of the Year award right before the game. He also talked about their defensive effort. Listen.
We got to rotate. I mean, we got to focus in on their key guys, and we got to make it hard for them. They're going to score some, but we got to make it hard for them all night. And then, you know, when those runs present itself, take advantage.
Yeah, the runs were pretty much there all damn night. The Memphis Grizzlies walking away with a tied-up series. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. I'm looking at the Lakers, and I'm just like, too inconsistent. Hey, we know they ain't winning no championship. It's just a matter of how far they can go. And speaking of how far you can go, there was news today from another team in California that, man, they thought that they were on their way to a championship. And then injuries just happen, one after another, after another, after another. I want to talk to you about Trey Lance. I want to talk to you about Tua Tagovailoa. Two dudes, different injuries, different outcomes. One of these guys was even potentially pushed towards retirement. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody locked into the show right now. We got plenty more to talk about when it comes down to NBA basketball. We got plenty to get into a little more than an hour from now. I'm going to bring you all a new top six list. Tonight we're going to take a look at some of the dirtiest athletes that we have seen, or not have seen. We're going to take a look at some of the dirtiest athletes in the world of sports right now. I know you just got an update on all of the NBA action from Marco Belletti. Here's a little bit more of an update at this moment. And I don't need to just break this down. The Bucks are smacking the Heat 110-76 with no Giannis. And at this moment, the Denver Nuggets and the Minnesota Timberwolves, the Nuggets lead 31-22 at the end of the first quarter. Let's go ahead and get to the phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. Noah, he is calling from New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Noah?
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm terrific. What's up?
Yeah, I want to say, what's your opinion on Scherzer? You think that he did it?
Can you repeat that?
The Scherzer, with Scherzer's sticky substance.
Okay, so yeah. No, because I think Max Scherzer would be a complete dumbass if he sat around cheating in front of the officials multiple times. I'm sorry, Noah.
Yeah.
Did you say something?
No, I was. I'll talk after you.
Okay, thank you. Here's the deal. For anyone not familiar, and this is one of the more nauseating things when it comes down to baseball, we all know that baseball over the past several seasons, it has taken an approach to go ahead and try to cut down on just pitchers utilizing foreign substances. And so this afternoon, the New York Mets were taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers. Okay, the New York Mets ended up winning the game 5-3. But this is the deal. Max Scherzer, who unfortunately I feel like game to game, Max Scherzer is going to wake up and just say, oh, my back hurts, I can't pitch. Oh, my arm is tired, I cannot pitch. The man is a three-time Cy Young Award winner, and he got the boot in the game today. Max Scherzer was ejected in the fourth inning after the umpires went out there and checked his hands. And the fact is, Max Scherzer was checked multiple times. He was told to wash his hands. Max Scherzer tried to explain to the umpire that, hey, A, I'm sweating, I'm using rosin, and they said, go wash your hands. And then they told him he needed a new glove, and then he got the boot. And all of this really started in the second inning. He got the boot in the fourth. The umpire said, hey, man, your hands are stickier. They're darker than normal. He told him to wash his hands. Max Scherzer went and washed his hands with alcohol, and he did this while a Major League Baseball official washed his hands. You would think this is like going to go out there and get a drug test. And then after the third inning, Max Scherzer comes back out again. And now they're telling the man, hey, dude, your glove is sticky. And they told him to change gloves. And then they checked him again before the fourth inning. And Max Scherzer's hands, they found it to be stickier than before. And so, by the way, I'm not a scientist. You know, I didn't sit in chemistry class. I don't remember chemistry class. It was very long ago. But I do know this because I'm a human being. When you sweat, your hands start getting clammy. If you've ever thrown a baseball, if you've ever touched rosin, you know it can get kind of cakey. And then you start mixing that in there with some leather, it can all be pretty ridiculous. And so here we have a show during a Major League Baseball game that's unnecessary. Domingo Germán of the New York Yankees pretty much had to deal with the same scenario and situation last week, but there weren't the histrionics involved with Max Scherzer, who we know is a World Series champion and is going right to hell to the Hall of Fame. Does that make sense, Noah? Like, why would he be out there cheating?
Yep. I just want to say a couple of my reasons.
Okay. Please, Noah, sound excited about it.
Yeah. First of all, I'm a diehard Mets fan. Basically, if you use foreign substances, wouldn't it make sense for your spin rate to go up? Max Scherzer's spin rate did not go up.
Well, I don't think the umpires can go ahead and quantify that at that moment, but go ahead.
I'm talking about, like, with like a suspension.
Oh, yeah. Well, no. I wouldn't be concerned there, Noah. It's very simple to me, and thank you for calling from New York. Why would the man cheat four damn times? This man's almost 40 years old. He's going into the Hall of Fame. If you want to tell me that Max Scherzer was out here cheating, I don't know, 10 years ago with the Tigers, then knock yourself out and tell me. He's making $44 million a year. He's at the back end of his deal. The umpires are basically looking at him. They're making him wash his hands. Why would he cheat? He'd have to be a dumbass. Max Scherzer spoke after the game. He actually said this himself. He gave a full explanation as to what took place. Listen to this.
So after the second inning, my hand, it was a little clumpy from the rosin and sweat. That it was clumpy, and Phil told me to wash off. So I washed it off. Came back out there after the third, with alcohol. I washed it with alcohol and rosin. And when I went back out there, the alcohol for a little bit there can be sticky in rosin. That can happen. So he was like, that's too sticky. You need to go back on there, wash it off again, and reapply the rosin. And so I did that, and then at the same time, he thought my glove had too much rosin on it. I was like, okay, if that's a problem, there's nothing going on. He's like, you need a new glove. Like, okay. So come back out, pitch the third, and knew I was going to get checked in the fourth. So I'd have to be an absolute idiot to try to do anything when I'm coming back out for the fourth. When I then go back out there, and Phil Cuzzi says that my hand's too sticky. I don't get it. Yes, when you use sweat and rosin, your hand is sticky, but I don't get how I get ejected when I'm in front of MLB officials doing exactly what you want and being deemed my hand's too sticky when I'm using legal substance. I do not understand that. He said my hand's too sticky, and I said, I swear on my kid's life, I'm not using anything else. This is sweat and rosin, sweat and rosin. I keep saying it over and over, and they touch my hand, they say it's sticky, and I like, yes, it is, because it's sweat and rosin. And they say it's too sticky. It's not, and they threw me out because of that.
Okay. This is what makes baseball dumb. It really is. And sure, yeah, they're trying to speed up the pace of the game. I get all of that. They've shaved 30 minutes off of every game, going down from about 3 hours on average to about 2.5. I understand that. Do they understand? And we have this in sports a lot, right? The NFL has it. The NBA has it. Well, let's go to the replay. Did somebody get fouled? Was somebody out of bounds? Watching a bunch of referees get together and look at a damn screen is not entertaining for the people at home, let alone for the people in the arena or the stadium. And yeah, you want to go ahead and get the call right. Nobody wants to sit there for 10 minutes while they try to figure this garbage out. But you want to know what's worse? When you're sitting down and you're watching a Major League Baseball game, and it's good theater, it's good entertainment, it's fun to watch, but it's a whole lot of BS. When a pitcher steps off of the mound and they say, hey, come here, unbuckle your belt. I'm like, whoa, am I old enough to watch this? We got umpires over here telling the pitchers, hey, unbuckle your belt. I want to see what you have in your waist. Whoa. It's ridiculous when a pitcher steps off of the damn mound and they're like, hey, let me see your hands. And then he's starting to get a hand massage right there, you know, off of the first or third baseline. It gets ridiculous when an umpire says, let me see your hat. And he looks at your hat. He turns it inside out, makes sure that there's no foreign substance. It's even more ridiculous, and I believe this was also Max Scherzer. They checked Max Scherzer's hair. The stupid umpire put his hands in the guy's head and made sure that he wasn't pulling a foreign substance out of there. What is he going to do next? A cavity search on the baseball field? Like, come on, it's baseball. I get it. You don't want anybody to cheat. You want to get an upper hand. You want to get an edge. But it is ridiculous. It is a ridiculous look for the sport. If I've never seen baseball and I'm a casual sports fan and I turn on a game and I see this nonsense, I'm going, what is this, a clown show? This is the major leagues or is this amateur hour? And oh yeah, have a fun time in trying to explain to somebody that this is one of the most popular and best pitchers in the game over the past, I don't know, 10 or 15 years. Oh, yeah, that's a Hall of Famer that they're doing that to. This is stupid. Cody is calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, JR? I appreciate you taking my call. I think that they should be doing a testing of the hand. So if it becomes too sticky or they think there's a foreign substance, they should take a swab of the hand or something like that, go ahead and test it, and then if it comes back that it is a foreign substance, then they should suspend. Because this holds the umpires accountable now, too. You know, I mean, it's kind of a full circle thing.
Well, I hear you, Cody, and I'm sure they have technology where that's possible. Hey, let me swipe your hand, and then you know, I'll just go in the back. And if you found to be cheated, we'll give you the boot. That certainly sounds reasonable. And, Cody, I'd love to tell you this. That actually makes so much sense that Major League Baseball probably wouldn't do it. Because I'm just saying, no, that makes too much sense. Instead, we have to watch the pitchers get rubbed up and down all over their bodies, have to have them open their belts and take off their hats and have their heads rubbed and have their hands examined. We have to do all of that just to see whether or not the pitcher is cheating. And this is absolutely ridiculous. And thank you, Cody, for calling from Maryland. Your solution is it makes too much sense. Nothing that baseball does makes sense. Baseball is full of crap. And it'll only be a couple of more days or maybe next week that a pitcher steps off the mound and they make him do the hokey pokey. Put your left foot in, put your right foot out, and spin about, and go up, down, and take off your hat, open up your belt, let me see your hands, roll up your sleeves, let me rub your hair, what's in your waist? What type of dumb garbage is this? I go to a baseball game, I want to see baseball. Isn't that what y'all try to speed this crap up for? I'm sitting home, I'm at home, I want to see a baseball game, I want to see baseball, not the stupid pitcher just get massaged. Baseball is nuts. And Max Scherzer totally justified in going out there and going ballistic. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about Tua, talk about Trey Lance. We'll get into more NBA. And then you don't got to wait too much longer. Top 6 list. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.